The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Megillah has been dedicated by our good friend Mr. Stephen and his wife Gila Israel, a charter member of our Daf Yomi Shi'ud, for the Hatzlacha of both sets of parents. And of course, their dear children. Hashem Yishmerem V'Hayim. And Be'ezrat Hashem, they should have continued success. Haslacha V'Harvacha V'Chol Ma'aseh Yedehem. This Masechet also has been dedicated by Stephen and his wife Le'ilu Nishmat Adel Bat Rosa and Le'ilu Nishmat Sarah Bat Adel. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden Hen V'chol Benot Israel Ashokvot Ammahen V'chol Rahamim V'Silichot V'Nomar Amen. Daf Chavtet. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilu Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied Refuah Shlema Yosef Ben Sarah Ella Refanalo B'tok Shar Chol Amo Israel Amen. Begin today's daf on Chavtet Amud Bet. And we start on the last word on the line. Tanu Rabbanan. It is permissible to stop one's learning in order to escort a met, a person that died, to do the levaya, and to enter a kala into marriage. The custom in the old days was they used to escort her from a house to the chupa. And that was done with a big simcha. So a person is allowed to stop learning Torah for these things. The Gaon of Vilna points out that in the Perek in Kohelet, where it talks about a time for, which means there's a Perek in Kohelet that says there's a time for everything. Et la milchama, et la shalom, et livkot, etc. There's a time to cry, et lishok, there's a time to laugh, every time. However, in two of them, it says et without the prefix of the letter lamid. It says et lishok, et libkot, libkot, lishok, leshalom, lam milchama. On two of them, says no le. What are the two? Et sefod, et rekod. There's a time for eulogizing, and there's a time for dancing. How come it didn't say et lispod, et lirkod? It says et sefod, et rekod. The explanation is it's chaser lamid. The term lamid says for limud. In those cases, you could be haser lamed. You're able to be mevatel Torah for sefot, for eulogies, and record for dancing, meaning for going to a wedding. So Shlomo HaMelech Davka put those two haser lamed to teach you this halakha. The mevatelim, Talmud Torah, Totsat Tamed, Ulachnasat Hakala. Comes the Gemara and says, Amru Alav al Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Elai, who's Hasid, Shayam mevatel Talmud Torah, Totsat Tamed, Ulachnasat Hakala. He did it. He was learned, but when there was a wedding or there was a levaya, he mevatel Torah. B'me devarim amurim b'she'en sham kol sorko. Why can he mevatel Torah so long as all the needs of the met are not being provided? About yes sham kol sorko, but if all the needs are being provided, mevatelim, then you cannot be mevatel. So Gemara says vekama kol sorko. What's considered all the needs? Amar of Shmuel bar inya m'shemed derav shereisar alfe gabre. Minimum of 12,000 people in attendance, v'shita alfe shipure, and 6,000 people with shofarot. So minimum 18,000 people. Anything less than 18,000 people, it's like that all the needs are being done. Then you have to go. V'amrilah, some say teresar alfe gavre, some say 12,000 people, umina yushita alfe shipure, and from the 12,000, 6,000 have shofarot, out of kavod. So that's 12,000 altogether, 6 and 6. Ula amar, kegon, dehaitse gavre me'abula, ad sikhra. Enough people that can form a human wall from the city, from the gates of the city, all the way to the Bet HaKevarot, where the eulogy is. Which means, until there's enough people that can form the wall from where the gates are to the cemetery, that's considered not enough people, and you have to be Mevatel Torah. Rav Sheshat Amar, Kenetinata, Kach Netilata. Just like the Torah was given, so too the same amount of people have to be going when it's taken away. Man etinata b'shishim rebo. So the Torah was given with 600,000 people. Af etinata b'shishim rebo. So too, when they take away the tzaddik, the tamin hacham, anything less than 600,000 is not considered kosurko. This is only talking about somebody that learns. However, Abale Mande Matne, someone that teaches, let le shi'ura. There's no shi'ur. Not 600,000. Even more. It's unlimited. Tanya, I'll look at the top Tosfot. Bematim Torah lo tzatamet. So Tosfot has a question. V'lo kashya ma'id masech derech eret. Zavni ma'asib Rabbi Akiva shemasa mit mitzvah baderech. So Rabbi Akiva was walking to yeshiva. He found the mit mitzvah on the road. V'nesa'o arba'a milim. So he walked, he carried it 4 mil. Ad sheviyo lebet kibura. Until he brought it to his burial. וכשבא אצל רבי יהושע ורבי אליעזר וסיפר להם אמרו על כל פסיעה ופסיעה שפסרת כאילו שפכת דם נקי. So now, what do you mean? Shavta dam. I thought you said you can be vatel. He came late to the yeshiva. What? You came late to the yeshiva. You hayav mitaf every step that you took. I thought you just said bevatim Torah. They'll tzat amet. So the Svot says, lo haya mitaf shibitel limudo. אלא משום שזיזו במקומו, הוא מת מצווה, קנה מקומו. ההלכה says, מת מצווה, you bury him where you found him. So what did you walk him for? מת מצווה, the place where he is, that's where he buries him. זלזו למת. To walk him 4 mil and then bury him? So I told him, every step you took, we חייב מיתה, not because of ביטול תורה, because he מזלזל למת. דרי מקורביל, in the תוספות, in מסכת כתובות, דף י"ז, he also has the same exact question. But he says, if you look at the midrash, clearly it says, רבי עקיבא says, תחילת שימושי אצל Rabbi Yeshua, in my beginning of my internship by Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. And we know the Gemara says in Berachot, Gadol Shimusha Shel Torah Yoter Melimuda, which means learning is one thing. Yes, Mevatlim Talmud Torah Bepne Otzat Amet, but Shimush Tamid Agamim, that's different. That's higher than Talmud Torah, and therefore that's what they told him. He came back to me and says, I told you not to be Batel Torah. You are. But this is Shimush Tamid Achamim. That's what Yahai Madrega, so that he was not allowed to Mevatel for the Met. And he should have just kept on going. Comes again and says, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yohai Omer, look how endearing the Jewish people are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebechol makom shegalu, wherever the Jewish people went into exile, Shechina emmahim. The Shekhinah is with them. God goes into the exile with the Jewish people. Galul Mislaim, Shekhinah Imahim. Shnei Emar, Hanniglo Nigleti Elbet Abicha, Biyotam, Bimislaim. Shekhinah Imahim said, didn't I come down and reveal myself to you when you were in Mislaim? That means he was with us in the exile. Galul Babel, the Jewish people went to exile to Babel. Shekhinah Imahim. Shnei Emar, Lema'anchem Shulachti Babela. Because of you, I was sent. God says, I was sent to Babel. So he was with us. Before Mashiach comes, before we're going to be redeemed, Shekhinah Amahim. Shekhinah is also with us in this exile. And God is going to return those in captivity. V'heshiv lo ne'emar. It doesn't say v'heshiv, he's going to return those people. Ela v'shav. He himself is going to return. Melamed shakadosh baruch hu shav. Baruch himself is going to return with the exilees from the Galut. Gemara says, Shekhinah beBavel, Hechal, Sharia. Where in Bavel did the Shekhinah rest? Which area? Amar Abaye, beBek Kenishta de Utsal, in the synagogue in Utsal, uBeBek Kenishta de Shafiyativ, and the synagogue in Bin Harda'a, that was called Shafiyativ. Shafiyativ is the one that was destroyed and rebuilt. There was a synagogue that was destroyed and rebuilt, and they called it Shafiyativ. This was a very special synagogue. When Yechoniah was exiled from Eretz Israel, they went to the city of Harda'a in Bavel, and they brought with them stones and the dirt of Eretz Israel. And they rebuilt the synagogue in Bavel from the dirt of Eretz Yisrael to fulfill the pasuk, ki ratzu avadecha et abaneha v'et afara yehonenu. It means they loved the earth of Eretz Yisrael. So the Shekhinah was in those two synagogues. Ve'lo tem ha'cha ve'cha. Don't think that the Shekhinah was in both places simultaneously. Ela zimni nacha v'zimni nacha. Sometimes it was in Hutzal and sometimes it was in Nardea. Amar Abaye, Titi, he says, give me reward. I'm going to get reward in Olam Haba. Why? Dechi marhikna parsa. If I was even a parsa away from any of these shuls, ayalna o matzlina hatam. I would make an effort to walk 72 minutes. But I would walk in order to pray in the place where the Shekhinah was. So I'm going to get rewards. Chal pisiot. I don't have to walk all the way there, but I walked. You know, we say, if a person's up to a parsa, he's exempt. But he would walk. Why? Because you know these synagogues were very special. Abu Shmuel v'Levi, the father of Shmuel and Levi, Havu Yadve, they were sitting b'kineshta the Shafi Yadim and Ardea at Ya Shechina. The Shechina came down into the synagogue. Shamu Kor Diksha. They heard like a commotion. Kamu v'Nafku, got scared from the Shechina. They got up and they left. Rav Sheshat Avay Yativ b'kineshta the Shafi Yativ. Rav Sheshat was blind. He was sitting in the Beit Knesset of Shafi Yativ ben Ardea at Ya Shechina. He learned a fact. He stayed. They started to scare him. They wanted him to leave out of Kavod Shekhinah. I'm on the finance of the Sheshat praise. Somebody that's unfortunate and somebody that's fortunate. Who has to be pushed aside in front of who? Which means, but you're going to push the unfortunate, the malachim over here, the fortunate ones. They're going to pick on me. I'm the underdog. I mean, who side do you take? You take the unfortunate. So I'm the aluf over here. So what happened? I'm aluf shavku. So the Shekhinah told them, angels, I'll leave him alone. Let him stay. Pasuk. The pasuk says, God says, I'm going to be for you a miniature mikdash. What does a miniature mikdash mean? Which means the synagogues in Chutz La'aretz, they have a status of a Beit HaMikdash on a small scale. The Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim is only one Beit HaMikdash, but every synagogue that's in Chutz La'aretz has a din of what? Mikdash Me'at, miniature Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Eliezer Amar, ze Beit Rabbeinu shebe'Bavel. This was the Beit Midrash of Rav in Babel. Any place where there's a Midrash, that's considered Mikdash Me'at. Like the house of Rav, that was in Babel. Darash Rava, my dichtiv. Hashem Ma'on Ata Hayta Lanu. God, you were our abode. Edu b'tekinesiyot b'tem b'drashot. Which means, where is the abode of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The abode of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where's God lived? Kivyachol? In the synagogue. Ma'on Ata Hayta Lanu. Your abode is in the Bet HaKnesset. Amar Abaye, Meresh, Abaye says originally, Abba Garisna Bebeta. I used to learn in my house. Umatzlina Bebekeneshta. And I used to learn in the synagogue. Keva de Shamat la de Kamar David. When I heard the pasuk that David said, Hashem Ahavti Ma'on Betecha. David says, God, I love your dwelling. I mean, I love the synagogue. Abba Garisna Bebekeneshta. I started learning in the Bet Knesset as well. Now I stopped learning at home. I went to learn Dafka in the Bet Knesset. But she says, Lo avai garishna ela bebet kneshta echad matzlina. Which means I only would learn in the place where I would pray. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Kefar Omer, Atidim, Bate Knesiot, Bate Medrashot Shebebabel, Sheikhmi'u Be'eretz Yisrael. All the synagogues that are in Chutz La'aretz, Babel is a Chutz La'aretz. They're going to be built in Galut. However, one day they're going to be uprooted and they're going to be reestablished in Eretz Yisrael. Shnei Emar, Ki Ketabor Beharim uKarmel Bayam Yabo. This is talking about at the time of Matan Torah. Two mountains, Mount Tabor and Mount Karmel, which are in Eretz Yisrael, they were uprooted and they came to Matan Torah. They're angels. Were there that in charge of them also came to be represented at Matan Torah. So the Gemara says, "V'halo devarim kavahomer umat tabor v'karmel shelo ba'u el lefi shal el bot Torah nikbaim be'eretz Yisrael." Why did these two mountains get the zechut in Eretz Yisrael? Because since they came to Matan Torah, so they learned Torah momentarily. God rewarded them. You came to the Matan Torah ceremony, you will be established in Eretz Yisrael. Batei kinesiot batei medrashot shekorim b'hem. Where they read in them, Torah on a permanent basis. If Mount Tabor and Mount Karmel for a temporary situation, they came to study Torah by Matan Torah.
It merited
to be placed in Israel, because Tabor and Karmel are in Israel.
Yeah.
And that's the zechut they got in Israel as a result of the fact that they came to Har Sinai. So Kav Vachomer, Bet HaKnesiyot, that are permanent structures that are teaching Torah and learning, all the most are going to be uprooted and be brought to Eretz Yisrael. Darash bar kapara. My dichtiv. What does it mean in the pasuk? Lama teratzedun harim gavnunim. It literally means, teratzedun is the prince, like to jump around. Why is the mountains, the high peaks, gavnunim, those are the high peaks of mountains, Why are they jumping around? Why are they prancing? What were the mountains prancing? What are we talking about? Yatzta bat kol matan Torah. When God chose Har Sinai as the mountain for the Torah, all the other big mountains were prancing around saying, hey, how come you skipped over us? So that claims. Yatzta bat kol ve'amra lehem, lama teratzu din im Sinai? Why are you filing a lawsuit with Sinai? Teratzu din. They wanted to sue Har Sinai. So what's going on? Kolechem ba'ale mumim atem etzel Sinai. You're all considered blemished compared to Har Sinai. Where do you see that in the pasuk that God calls those mountains blemished? Ketiv ha'acha gavnunim. It calls them gavnunim. Literally, the pasuk means the mountains with high peaks. But the word gavnunim can also mean like the following pasuk. Uchtiv ha'tam. It says when you're talking about the blemishes of a kohen.
Oh.
It says ogi ben, that somebody has long eyelashes, or dak, or he has cataracts. Which means he has not the kohen, the animal has a blemish. So that's considered giben or dak. And therefore what? You see, Gibbon is a blemish. So it calls the mountains Gavnunim.
Means you're lacking.
You're like a Gibbon. You mountains over here are blemished. What was the blemish of those mountains? Somebody that's arrogant, he's blemished. These mountains, you know what was wrong with them? Very high, very tall, very majestic. Har Sinai was humble. And therefore, what does the Pasuk refer to Har Sinai, to the other mountains? Gavnunim. You have like you're a Baal Mum. So therefore, you see what? Somebody has a Gava, he's considered blemished. Comes the Gemara and continues. Gemara continues. In Osino to Kapandreya. You're not allowed to make a shortcut out of the shul. My Kapandreya. What does this word Kapandreya mean? So it's an abbreviation of a few words. Amarava Kapandreya Kishma. Like it says, its name. My Kishma. What is it? What is its name? Kemande Amazik. A person that says Ademakifna Adare. Instead of me going around the row of houses, Eul Beha. I will enter in this one. Which means he wants to get from one side to the other, so he can go the long way and mekifna adareh and go around all the row houses, or I can walk straight through one of the houses to get to the other side. If one of those houses is the synagogue, so now you can't walk through the synagogue to get to the other side, because that's using it as a East Fifth. So you want to get to Ocean Park with East Fifth. So you want to walk to the shul. I don't want to get to the other side. Instead of walking all the way around the block. So right. It's already a shul. But that's not a good case because you're not walking in the actual shul itself. But imagine the shul proper was there. So then already be a shul because you're using it as a shortcut. So that means the Lashon of the Gemara is Kapandareya. Ademakifna Adare.
It's a play on words.
It's a play on the words. Instead of going around the rows, I'ul beha, I will enter this. Amar Babu. Imayashvil Malikara Mutar. However, if originally it was a road, and it served as a shortcut originally, then they built a synagogue in the place, it's mutar. So long as it was a road originally that served as the shortcut, then it's mutar. Amar of Nahum ben Yitzhak, ha-nechnas amarat shelo la'asut kapandriya, mutar la'asut kapandriya. Let's say you enter the shul to pray. Now, once you're in the shul, you want to go out the side door to exit the shortcut, mutar. I didn't enter to go as a shortcut, I entered to do something else. Then already, you can use it as a shortcut. Amar Rav Chalbo, Amar Rav Huna. Ha-nechnas, Lebet HaKnesset Palel. The person that says goes into the synagogue in order to pray. According to the Gaon Mevilna's interpretation, Mitzvah la'asoto kapandreya. It's a mitzvah to go out a different door. Why? Shne'emar u'bebo amar estem la'ashim mu'adim habad derech sha'al tzafon nishtahavot yatsa derech sha'al negev. When they entered the Beit HaMikdash, somebody entered the north gate, he left at the south gate, and vice versa. What's the logic? So the Gemara explains, because they don't want you to enter the same, exit the same door that you entered, because then already the Beit HaKnesset becomes familiar to you. Once it becomes over familiarized to you, it becomes lax in your behavior. So therefore, you want to keep it exciting, fresh. Right. So how do you keep it exciting? You go out one door, you enter a different door, so that keeps it fresh. So therefore, it's a mitzvah. According to the Gaon Mevilna, to go out a different exit if it exists. Alubo asabim lo yitlosh mepnei agmat nefesh. Who did he say? In a shul that's not being used anymore, let the grass grow. We want the people to be sorrowed and pained by it,
right,
and therefore they'll maybe be inspired to rebuild the synagogue. Atanya eno tolesh u'machil. We have a statement that says you're not allowed to pick the grass to give it to the animals. Aval tolesh u'maniyah. But you're allowed to uproot it and just leave it there. So which means, you're telling me in the Mishnah, you said, lo yitlosh. It's not so. We learned, lo yitlosh le'achil le'behema. But you're allowed to be tolesh and leave it in its place. Gemara says, ki tenan namim matnitin, tolesh u'ma'achil tenan. You're right. When the Mishnah says, lo yitlosh, right, it meant, lo yitlosh le'achil le'behema. But you're tolesh it in order to leave it in its place. Because that's also agmat nefesh. You take the grist and leave it in its place. You see, it's disgusting. So that will cause you to want to rebuild. Tenan, we learned. Sorry, Tanan Rabbanan, we have a brayta. Bet kevarot, a cemetery. En noagim behem kalut rosh. And lightheadedness in the cemetery, obviously, is going to be asur. It's not kevod amet. There's metim over there. En maraim behem behema. It is forbidden to graze animals in the cemetery. Obviously, out of kevod of the met. So Sfot says, but planting trees in a cemetery is okay. That's not a problem of the met, because you're not growing the trees on the grave itself. You're growing them next to the graves. Uh-huh. However, the animals, they're grazing them, eating even the grass that's on the cemetery, mm-hmm, and the graves. That's asur. Then, modichim behen amat amayim. Well, you're not even allowed to have a stream of water running through the cemetery. Then, melaketin behem asabim. You're not allowed to pick the grass in the cemetery. V'im liket surfam mkomam. And if you did, you burn the grass in its place. Mepene kavod metim. And all this, because out of respect of the metim. So the Gemara says, this last statement that you said with Nick and Metim, where's it going on? If it's just going on the last thing you said, you burned the grass, which means, you're burning it. You're burning it in its place. So what do you tell me it's Kavod Metim? You burnt the grass. What's the Kavod Metim in burning the grass? Right. So the Gemara says, Ela Aresha. What's going on the Resha that says, Ein Noagim Behem Kalut Rosh. Why can't you be Noagim Behem Kalut Rosh? Bepene Kevod HaMetim. So therefore, even we see now, a cemetery is also, let's see, Mishum Kevodan Shemetim Ein Noagim Behem Kalut Rosh Ka'eh. So you see, even a cemetery, we have to treat it with a certain amount of reverence and respect as well.
And we continue at the Mishnah. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yot B'Shabbat. Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls on Shabbat, Kolim beParashat Shekalim. So that Shabbat is called Shabbat Shekalim. Rashi explains to us, Kolim beParashat Shekalim, the Odia, Sheyaviu Shekalim beAdar. Let's say announcement for the people to bring their half a shekels in Adar, Kedush Sheyakribu beEchad beNisan Truma Hadasha. So 1 month later in Nisan, they'll be able to bring from the new donations. So again, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbat, that Shabbat itself, they read Parashat Shekalim. Haliyot Petoka Shabbat, if let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, Makdimim L'Sha'avah. So you read the Parashat Shekalim, the Shabbat, before. So that's the basic rule when it comes to Shekalim. Either it's on Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls on Shabbat, or the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh Adar, if Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, umafsikim leShabbat Acherim, which means if let's say it falls out during the week Rosh Chodesh Adar, so the week before you read Shekalim, the next Shabbat it's a regular Shabbat, mafsikim. You don't read anything. I mean, you just read the regular Parashat Shavua. Because we want to read Parashat Zachor, which is the next of the four Parashiyot, we want to read it next to Purim. So therefore, we take a break, and then it says, B'Sheniyah, the second Shabbat, we read Zachor. Okay, now the logic of Zachor, as she says, is in order to put Mihayat Amalek next to Mihayat Haman. Right? The erasing of Amalek, and the Purim's that week. So therefore, there's a connection. Zachor, again, is the Parashat of Amalek in Parashat Kitetze. B'Shelishit, the third week of the four Parashiyot, Para Aduma, we read Parashat Para. So that she explains to us, Lazhir et Yisrael et Ta'er she'asu p'sachim b'tahara. that's the warning to Klai Yisrael, they should do their Korban Pesach in purity. Obviously in the olden days you needed to purify yourself with the Parah Adumah. Barbi'i, the fourth of the parashiyot is HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. That she says, Shesham Parashat HaPesach. One explanation is because in the parasha HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem it talks about Korban Pesach. So therefore, we read it right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Which means, logically speaking, Parashat HaChodesh should come before Parashat Parah. Why? Because historically, the Mishkan was built first. Mishkan was erected on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And after the Mishkan was built, then they brought the first Parah Adumah. So seemingly, we should say first Parashat HaChodesh, which happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is the building of the Mishkan, followed by Parashat Parah, which was done after. So that's Yerushalmi's question. So I read it inside the sheet. Amar Rav Chama, Bedinu sheyikdom haChodesh of Parashat Parah, sherebe echad b'Nisan ukema Mishkan, v'sheni lo nesva Parah, u'mepenei magdimu ha, shehi taratan she Yisrael. Because we're talking about taratan of Yisrael, so it's very important, the purification of Christ Yisrael, so that even takes precedence over Parashat HaChodesh, and we put that first. So then Parashat Parah is the third Parashat, Parashat HaChodesh is the fourth Parashat. Mahamishi, the fifth week, which means now we're continuing the next Shabbat, after that, Chozrin the Kesedran, you go back to the regular order. So the Gemara is going to explain, when do we go back to the regular order? Order of what? So there's going to be two opinions. One is going to explain, and you go back to the order of Haftarot. Because every one of these four Parashiyot, there's a special Haftarah. After the fourth week is up, then you go back to the regular Haftarah of the Parashat HaShavua. Another opinion is going to say, no, you go back to the reading of the Parashah. Because one opinion is going to hold that during the four Shabbatot, that is the reading. It overrides the regular reading of Parashat HaShavuot. You just read these items. So therefore, in the fifth week, you go back to Kesedran. What's Kesedran? To the order of the Parashiyot. Mishnah continues. Lakol Mafsikin, which means, for all situations, we stop reading the standard reading of the day, and we read a special reading for the day. For example, Berashi Chodashim. Right? On Rosh Chodesh, we have a special reading. Rosh Chodesh, let's say, Monday and Thursday, right? You have Rosh Chodesh. So we don't read the regular Parashat HaShavua that we usually read on a Monday and Thursday. We read the special Parashat of Rosh Chodesh. Hanukkah as well. Hanukkah, we read the special reading of Hanukkah. That's the Nisi'in. But Purim, right? Purim falls out on a Monday and a Thursday. We read the special Parashah of Purim. We don't read the Parashat HaShavua. We read the Vayavo Amalek. Betaniyot u'ma'amadot. For that matter, on the Ta'anit, when we learned the Masechet Ta'anit, we used to read Parashat Bereshit. And every day another paragraph of Parashat Bereshit. U'ma'amadot as well. And Ta'aniyot, actually, I take it back. Ta'aniyot is Vayichal Moshe. And Ma'amadot is the Parashat Bereshit. And they would read every day another paragraph. U'b'yom HaKippurim. As well as Yom HaKippurim. What is Yom HaKippurim doing this Mishnah? So look at the Tosafot. Sarich Lomar, the bottom Tosafot, Demayri B'minchat Yom HaKippurim Shechalot B'Shabbat. Meaning on Shabbat, that's Yom Kippur, in the Mincha. Normally in Mincha, Shabbat, we read Parashat Shavua. The Hadush is, on Kippur, that falls on Shabbat, we read special Parashat Kippur, Acharemot. That's the only time, which is normally in Mincha, the holiday, if there's falls on Shabbat, we read Parashat Shavua. For example, sometimes Rosh Hashanah could come out on Shabbat. In the Mincha, we don't read Rosh Hashanah, we read the regular Parashat Shavua, Vizat HaBarakah, whatever's coming up. But the Hadush is, when it comes to Yom Kippur, Shachal Yom HaShabbat, in the Mincha, we don't read Parashat HaShavua, we Mafsik. And we read Parashat Acharemot. Now, the reason why we're not talking about Yom Kippur but in the morning, even though it's also true, Yom Kippur in the morning, we also read a different Parashah. When Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbat, we don't read Parashat HaShavua, we also read Parashat Acharemot. Because what if you were talking about Yom Kippur Shacharit, then we would have discussed all the other holidays also. Any holiday for that matter that comes out on Shabbat, it overrides the regular reading of the Parashah. How come you didn't tell me Sukkot? How come you didn't tell me Pesach? So it must be picking Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is special like a Ben Mincha. Shabbat Mincha of Kippur, you don't read the regular Parashat HaShavua. On every other holiday you do. There's never a special Yom Tov reading in Mincha, Shabbat. Pesach falls on Shabbat. Right? Which it always does. In the Mincha, we don't read the Pesach reading, we read whatever the Parashat HaShavua coming up is. Right. So the only time in Mincha do we change the reading would be on Yom Kippurim Shachal Yod B'Shabbat. That's why I chose that one as the example. Comes the Gemara says, "Tanan Hatam." We learned in a Mishnah, "Be'ahad be'Adar Mashmirim Al Shekalim." On the first of Adar, Bet Din announces to the people that they have to start giving in their shekel, right? Their half shekel. Be'ahad Kelayim, and also on mixtures in the field called Kelayim, which means already that's the planting season already. And now the things are starting to grow. And therefore you have to tell the people, go in your fields and make sure there's no, for example, other zera'im, other seeds that are growing amongst your wheat. That's considered like kelayim, that's a mixture. You have to have the wheat alone. So they go out in the field, maybe some seeds fell in between. So they have to uproot the other seeds in order to keep the field clean. So they would make an announcement in the Rosh Chodesh Adar on two items, on the shekalim and on the kelayim. So the Gemara says, I understand why they're making an announcement on Kilayim in the month of Adar, because that's the time of the planting. How do you know they have to make an announcement on Shekalim and Rosh Chodesh Adar? Amar bi Tabi, Amar bi Yoshia, Amar Kira. Zot olat Chodesh bechodesho. In the parasha of Rosh Chodesh, it says Zot olat is the Korban olat Chodesh bechodesho. The other pasuk says lechodshe hashana. So the zar chodesh is over here. Chodesh bechodesho lechodshe. So the Gemara is going to make a derasha on this. Amla Torah hadesh vehabe korban metruma hadasha. So you read it like this: hadesh. There's a certain time of year where you have to renew and bring the korban tamid from the new monies. Mizot olat chodesh bechodesho. It means hadesh. There's a certain month that you have to stop bringing from new funds. Jeez, there's a fiscal year for the Mishkan. After a certain time, the money becomes old, and then you have to get new money and buy the Korban Tamid. Now, how do we know that's the month of Nisan? That we didn't prove that. Maybe it's, you know, Adar. How do you know Nisan is the cutoff point? So that she tells us, because we learned the Masechet Rosh Hashanah, it says in the month of Nisan, Rishon hu lachem lechodshe hashana. And we have also a pasuk that says, Zot olat chodesh bechodsho lechodshe hashana. So we have a gezerah sheva, shana shana, to teach us that that month that you start bringing new monies is Nisan. Since in Nisan, you have to stop bringing the korbanot from the new monies, so we start reading Parashat Shekalim a month before on the Chodesh Adar. So they'll have a month to, you know, be aware that they have to bring the Shekalim to the Bet HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, "Keman delo kerabban Shimon ben Gamliel." Our Mishnah is not following Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, because our Mishnah is telling you need 30 days. That's why on the Chodesh Adar Shechal Yom Shabbat we started announcing the Shekalim. Why? Because she needed at least 30 days minimum to warn the people to bring the shekalim. This is not following the Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Why? The Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel ha'amar shtei shabbatot. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel's opinion is 14 days is enough to warn the people for certain things. How do we know that? The Tanya shu'alim b'ilchot ha'pesach kodem la'pesach shloshim yom. Right, we start learning the halachot of Pesach before Pesach, 30 days. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer shtei shabbatot. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, you only have to start 2 weeks before. So what do you see the shita of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is? That it's a 2 week item, which is to warn people in things that are going to happen, so you give them 2 week notice. So therefore, our Mishnah cannot be going like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, because our Mishnah is saying you got to give them 30 days. Gemara says, afidu tema Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. You could even say it's Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Kevan de amar mor. We have a statement. On the 15th of Adar, that's when the money changers would start sitting in the city. And on the 25th of Adar, they would already be on the Temple Mount. Meaning, what were the money changers doing? They were changing money so the people give the shekalim. You needed to have a money change in order to get the right amount. So they would start sitting already on the 15th of Adar in the Medina, meaning in the city, in Yerushalayim. And then, as it got closer to the end of the time, they would move their tables to the Harabayit area to give everybody a warning. When they saw that money changes moving, you knew you only had 5 more days to give your half a shekel. Oh, so now we understand. On the Chodesh Adar, you start reading the Shekalim because it's 2 weeks before
the money changes start sitting in Yerushalayim. So therefore, Mishum Shulchanot, Kadmina Vekarina. So therefore, it is a 2 week situation. It's 2 weeks not from when your deadline is. They're giving you a 2 week notice about that. 2 weeks the money changes are going to start sitting in the Yerushalayim to make change for your Mahatat Shekel. So therefore, it can be going like Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Understand? So there's two ways of learning the Mishnah now. Either it's 30 days before Nisan, and it's following the rabbi's opinion that it needs 30 days, like you learned the Halachot Pesach 30 days before Pesach. So do you have to now 30 days before Adar? Or it's going like Rabban Shimon Gamliel that says you only need 14 days, 2 weeks. And how is it? It's Chodesh Adar. Because you're not going to Adar to Nisan. You're going from Rosh Chodesh Adar to the 15th of Adar. What are you announcing that's going to happen on the 15th of Adar? You have 2 weeks to know that the money change is going to start sitting, so get your money ready to bring it to them in order to get your Hefer Shekels. My Parashat Shekalim. Okay, now we have a basic question. What is Parashat Shekalim? What do you read? When we take it for granted, what is the parasha called Parashat Shekalim? Rav Amar Sav et Bnei Yisrael v'amarta elehem et korbani lachmi, which is actually the parasha we read on Rosh Chodesh. But he's saying, oh, that's the parasha of Shekalim. Sav et Bnei Yisrael, the parasha that talks about the korban tamid. Ushmuel Amar Kitisa, that's the one we read la'alacha. Kitisa at Rosh Bnei Yisrael v'natenu ish kofen nafsho. It talks about the hefer shekel. I understand the opinion that says that Kitisa is Parashat Shekalim. Hainu dekari la Parashat Shekalim. That's why you call it Parashat Shekalim. Why? Tichtiv ba Shekalim. Because it talks about Shekalim. So it makes sense why that Shemar is called Parashat Shekalim. Ela leman de amar et korbani lachmi. But the Parashat talks about Rosh Chodesh or the Korban Tamid. Hacha. Okay, take that word. Hacha. Midi Shekalim ketivi hatam. Which means it doesn't say one word about Shekalim in that parasha. So why would we call that parasha parasha Shekalim? So Gemara answers, in, yes, ta'ama mai, ked Rabbi Tabi. Didn't we just learn from Rabbi Tabi? Rabbi Tabi said, the fact that it says the pasuk zot olat chodesh bechodesho, what do we learn from those extra words? That there's a certain month, hadesh v'havi, bring the new monies from the new Shekalim. So therefore, although it's not explicitly saying the word Shekalim, implicitly in that pasuk, it's the subject of Shekalim. Because it doesn't say that there's a certain month that you have to start bringing from the new funds. What are the new funds called? Shekalim. So therefore, it's also called Parashat Shekalim. Because of the pasuk of Zot Olat Chodesh Bechodesho, according to the opinion of Rab Tabi. So the Gemara says, Bishlama Leman Dama Asav Ben Yisrael. According to the opinion that says, it's Asav Ben Yisrael, that's the Parashat of Shekalim, Mishum Dichtivi Korbanot Tatam. Kidra Bitabi. That makes sense. Because what do you do with the new Shekalim? You spend it on Korbanot. Very good. And therefore, the parasha of Savi ben Yisrael is talking about Korbanot. Zot Olat Chodesh Bechodesho. Take the new monies and buy a Korban. Ola. What do they do with the new Shekalim? They bought the daily Korbanot. So therefore, it makes sense that the parasha Shekalim should be Tzav. Because it's talking about using the money for Korbanot. Ela lemanda amar ki tisa Korbanot mi ketivi. Shekalim adanim ketivi. Which means if you look at the parasha of Kitisa, it does talk about Shekalim, no question about it. But collecting the Shekalim for the Mishkan, to build the Mishkan, not for Korbanot. Actually, it's talking about the Adanim. The brackets that they used to use for the Mishkan were made from the money they collected from the Shekalim. So therefore, what are you talking about? You're trying to teach me Shekalim for Korbanot. In parasha Kitisa, it doesn't talk about Shekalim for Korbanot. It talks about Shekalim for the Adanim. So the Gemara says, no, Kedetani Rabbi Yosef. Shalosh terumot hen. If you look at Parashat Kitisa, it says the word terumah three times. Shel mizbeach le mizbeach, veshel adanim le adanim, veshel bet kabayit le bet kabayit. Which means there's a terumah that's referring to the terumah of the adanim. There's a terumah that's talking about the terumah of the mizbeach, meaning korbanot, and there's bet kabayit maintenance. So therefore, it is mentioned there. One of the terumahs that are mentioned in Parashat Kitisa is terumah hamizbeach. Incidentally, for me, we have the custom that Amar brings down that when we give half a shekel, today says we're only giving zechel and mahasita shekel because no Beit HaMikdash. The people give three shekelim. Why? Because this says terumah, terumah, terumah. It says terumah three times in the parasha. So therefore, anyway, we're giving charity. So we might as well give more. So we give three shekelim per person based on this Gemara. But it continues. Bishlama lemanda Amar kitisa. Quote the opinion that says kitisa. Hainu deshani, hainu shchodesh mishar l'she chodashim, which means we said like this: on Rosh Chodesh Adar shehaliyot b'Shabbat,
Right? Rosh Chodesh is Shechadu b'Shabbat. When do we read that Shabbat? Mm-hmm. Parashat Shekalim.
That's right.
Now, it makes sense if you tell me it's Parashat Ki Tisa. That's what you need the Mishnah to tell me. You read Parashat Ki Tisa, because normally on Rosh Chodesh you read Ksav Ben Yisrael. So I understand that if you tell me that Ki Tisa is the Parashat, that's what makes Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, Adar different than all other Rosh Chodeshes. You know, regular Rosh Chodesh you read Ksav Ben Yisrael. So the Mishnah is telling you, but you should know. How Rosh Chodesh, Adar, B'Shabbat, you don't read Ksav Ben Yisrael, you read Parashat Shekalim, which is a different Parasha, and that makes sense. Which means, if anyway on Parashat Shekalim you read Ksav Ben Yisrael, so what does the Mishnah have to tell me? It says, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shechal Yom Shabbat, Kori Parashat Shekalim. What's the difference? You always read that. On Rosh Chodesh, you always read Ksav Ben Yisrael. So why is Parashat Shekalim different? So he says, no, it is different. Shani. דאילו ראשי חודשים קרו שיטה בעניין הדיומה ואחד בדרוש חודש. So I tell you, on a normal Rosh Chodesh שחל יום בשבת, you read six aliyot from the regular parashat השבוע, and the seventh aliyah you read Rosh Chodesh. דאילו העידנה, but on Shabbat שקלים, כולהו בדרוש חודש. You read all the aliyot from Ksav Ben Yisrael. See, that's the difference, which means, you're right, Rosh Chodesh reads Ksav Ben Yisrael, and Shekalim reads Ksav Ben Yisrael. Also, what's the difference between Rosh Chodesh, Shechal Yom Shabbat, when it's Adar? Difference is, on a normal Rosh Chodesh, Shechal Yom Shabbat, you read six from the Parasha, and one from Rosh Chodesh. On Shabbat Shekalim, you read all seven Aliyot from Rosh Chodesh. So that's the difference. Not in the reading, but in the way you break it up. So Gemara says, hold it. This only makes sense, according to the opinion that says, that you, when the Mishnah says, on the fifth week, you go back to the Seder. Means you go back to the Siddur Parashiyot. That means you stop reading Parashat Shavua during the 4 weeks. Good, so now I understand. You tell me the difference is on Rosh Chodesh, you read six and one, and on Shabbat Shekalim, you read all seven from the Parashat Shekalim, because you don't read the regular Parashah. That makes sense. However, but according to the opinion that says that you read Parashat Shavua even during the weeks of the 4 weeks of the Parashiyot. And when it says Chozrim Kesedran in the Mishnah, means you just go back to reading the regular Haftarah. So the only thing that changes during those 4 weeks is the Haftarah. And the fifth week, you go back to the original Haftarah. That means you're reading Parashat Shavua also on Shabbat Shekalim. So what's the difference between Shabbat Rosh Chodesh regular or Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Adar? You're always reading Parashat HaShavua. So what's the difference between, and if you tell me it's always Ksav Ben Yisrael, is the Shekalim and the Rosh Chodesh, what's the difference? So Gemara says, Shani, it's different. דילו ראשי חודשים קראו שיטה בעניין הדיומה ואחד קרי בדרוש חודש ואילו העידנה קראו תלתה בעניין הדיומה וארבעה קראו בדרוש חודש. The way you split it up, on regular Rosh Chodesh you read six and one, six from the Parashat Shavua and one from the Rosh Chodesh. On Shabbat Shekalim you read three from the Parashat Shavua and four Aliyot from the Ksav Ben Yisrael Parashat Shekalim. So the difference is not in the reading, it's the difference in how you break it up. Gemara submit, we have a question. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yom B'Shabbat. Amishna. Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out on Shabbat. Korim B'Parashat Shekalim. So what do we say? You read Shekalim. U'maftirim B'Yehoyada HaKohen. The Haftarah is the Haftarah called Yehoyada. It talks about Yehoyada HaKohen. That what? In that time, they collected money for the Bet HaMikdash, for the maintenance of the Bet HaMikdash. They put a tax on the people. So it talks about the subject of Shekalim, how they collected the monies for the Bet HaMikdash. So Bishlam Adaman Damar Ki Tisa Hainu De Baftinim Bi Yoyada Kohen De Damile, which is, I understand if you tell me you're reading Parashah Ki Tisa as the Shekalim Parashah, makes sense why you picked the Haftarah, because the Haftarah always has to be similar to the reading. So if the reading is Shekalim in Ki Tisa, so the Parashah Bi Yoyada Kohen makes sense why Dikhtiv Kesef nafshot erko. Means they collected money, each person's value, in order to give it to the Beit HaMikdash. That's exactly the story in Ki Tisa. But if you tell me about, you read Korbani Lachmi, which is the parasha of Olat Tamid, what is that got to do with the Haftarah? That they collected money for the Beit HaMikdash. So what do you mean? In. Midame? Yeah, Dame. Kid Rabbi Tavi. Yes, I go back to Rabbi Tavi. Zot olat chodesh mechodesho. Implicitly from that pasuk we learned what? That there's a certain month you have to start collecting new money in order to give it to Beit HaMikdash. So therefore it also makes sense to say that Haftarah based on Haftabiz Rasha of the Hadesh Vavi Mitrumah Chadasha. So now the Gemara has a question. Interesting cases now. Haliyot beparasha hasimuchala. Which means like this.
Let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out on Shabbat. The Shabbat that is close to the reading. Parashat Asimucha La. Now we'll see close to which reading. Close to the reading of Parashat Shekalim. In its normal place in the Torah. I'll give you an example just so you can understand it. We read Parashat Kitisa for Parashat Shekalim. Okay? So let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out a week before we read Parashat Kitisa, meaning Parashat Shekalim fell out in the Parashat of Tetzaveh. When we read Tetzaveh, then we read Kitisa. So the Shabbat of Rosh Chodesh Adar was Shabbat, and that week was Parashat Tetzaveh. Okay? So you're going to read that week what? Kitisa for Parashat Shekalim. Then the next week, you're going to read it again as Parashat Tetzaveh. So it says, Haliyot Parashat Simuchala, meaning Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out on the Parashat that's close to the time that you read, let's say Kitisa, for example, just give me an example. Ben melefaneha, ben melacharea, either before or after, which means, let's say the Shulchan Aruch fell out after you read Kitisa. That would be Parashat Vayakel. Okay? So you read Kitisa the first week, and you read it again the second week. So it says, Korin ota vekoflin ota. So you read it once, and you read it again. Either you read it on the Shabbat Shekalim, and then in Kitisa, or you read Kitisa, then again in Parashat Shekalim the week after. Then again, I'm plugging in Kitisa, because this Braita only makes sense. Explain Kitisa, because that's the only way it can happen. However, Bishtam Alamandamar Kitisa, Hayru Dimitrame Ba'uzimna, because Kitisa falls out at that time of year. Which means we read Parashat Kitisa in Adar time. So it can happen. This case can happen if you tell me Parashat Shekalim is Kitisa. Ela Demandamar Savet Korbani, Mimitrame Ba'uzimna. But if you tell me the Parashat is Savet Bnei Israel. Sav ben Yisrael is in Parashat Pinchas that you read in the summer or whatever after Pesach. So it can never happen. Where you going to tell me Parashat Shekalim, which is an Adar, that it'll come out a week before you're reading Sav ben Yisrael? It doesn't fit according to the system. You can have no scenario like that. So the Gemara says, yeah, it does work out. Lebnei Ma'araba for the people in Israel. Demaskel deoraita betachenin. In Israel, they had a different way of breaking up the Parashiyot. They didn't read one parasha a week, thereby finishing the Sefer Torah once a year. They would finish the Sefer Torah once every 3 years. So they would read much less, one third, right, of what we read. And therefore in Israel, it was possible, based on the way they split it up, that Savit Bnei Israel could come out in Adar time. And therefore, you would read Shekalim 1 week, which is Sav, and the next week, Sav again. Or you'd read Sav Bnei Yisrael and Pinchas, and then the next week would be Shekalim. So it's possible to read the Parashat Shekalim twice, 2 weeks in a row for Bnei Ma'araba, based on the way they divided up the Parashiyot. Okay. So again, basically the Gemara is just bringing the two Shitot there and questioning the opinions. Tanya, Tevatet Shmuel. We have a Braita to support the opinion of Shmuel. Again, what's the opinion of Shmuel? So where's the opinion that says Kitisa? Okay? Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yot B'Shabbat. Okay? Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbat. Korin Kitisa. We read Kitisa or Maftirim B'Yodah Kohen. Okay? Very clearly. You have now a Braita that's telling you that the Parasha is Kitisa for Shekalim. Amar B'Tzhak Mefha. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yot B'Shabbat Mutzim Shalosh Sefre Torot. Yeah, how many sefer Torah you take on Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yot B'Shabbat? 3 sefarim. Ve'korim b'hem echad b'anyanot shel yom, one Parashat Shavua, ve'echad b'shel Rosh Chodesh, and then one because it's Rosh Chodesh, ve'echad b'chitisa. Good, that's the first statement. Ve'amar b'Yitzhak Nafcha. He made another statement. Rosh Chodesh Tevet Shechal Yot B'Shabbat. Now Rosh Chodesh Tevet happens to also be Hanukkah. So Rosh Chodesh Tevet Shechal Yot B'Shabbat. Also, מביאים שלוש תורות, you take three ספרי תורה, וקוראים בהם אחד בעניינות של יום, עוד פרשת השבוע, ואחד בדרוש חודש, ואחד בחנוכה. So the Gemara says, וסליחה. You need to tell me both statements. She's a chaura, basically, I got the rule already. You told me, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yot B'Shabbat, you take out three ספרים. So I know, the same thing, Rosh Chodesh Tevet, Shechal Yot B'Shabbat, you take out three ספרים. What did you need both statements? Well, basically, it's the same principle that you're repeating twice. Because if you told me in the case of
in Rosh Chodesh Adar, I would say Beha Kamar Bi Yitzchak. I'm sorry, if you told me the case of Hanukkah, if you told me the case of Rosh Chodesh Tebet, I would say in Rosh Chodesh Tebet you take out three Sefirot Torah, one for Parashat Shavua, one for Rosh Chodesh, and one for Hanukkah. However, Aval Beha Kiras Sfirale. But when it comes to maybe Parashat Shekalim, I might have thought that he holds like Rav. And what do you read for Parashat Shekalim? You read Rosh Chodesh. So you only have to take out two Sefarim. Because with one Sefer, you get two readings. You get the Rosh Chodesh reading and the Shekalim reading. The Amar Parashat Shekalim, it's called Ben Lachmi, Ubishte Torot, Sagi. Kamash Ma'alan. No. That even on Rosh Chodesh Adad, Chalim Shabbat, he follows Shemuel, and you read Kitisa, therefore you have to take out three Sefarim. So the Gemara goes the other way now. Okay, Velei Ma'av Elo Ba'yach. So then just give me the case of Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shachal Yom B'Shabbat, which is the big Hiddush. And once I know already you're taking out three Sefarim in that case, automatically I know you'll take out three Sefarim on Rosh Chodesh, Tevet Shachal Yom B'Shabbat. So Gemara says, you're right. Chada Mikol Chaverta Itmar. He didn't make both statements. He only made one statement. The second statement of Rosh Chodesh Tevet is just automatically implied from the first explicit statement he said. Jeez, the Gemara is just saying the second statement. Not that Yitzchak Ben Chas said both statements. He only made a statement, what? Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shachal Yom B'Shabbat, three Sefer Torah. We imply on our own, if that's true, then of course Rosh Chodesh Tevet, also Rosh Chodesh Shabbat, you take out three Sefer. It's Chada Mechlal Chaverta. It's one statement, but we deduce from that statement the second statement. So therefore it's not redundant, Rabbi Yitzchak Nefha himself. The Gemara continues. Itmar. Rosh Chodesh Tebet Chaliyot Behol. Okay, that's Hanukkah. Okay, Rosh Chodesh Tebet falls out during the week. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Karu Tlata B'Rosh Chodesh V'Had B'Hanukkah. So we know you send up four Olim. Rosh Chodesh gets four people up to the Torah. How do you break up the reading? But so he says three in one. Advantage who? Advantage Rosh Chodesh. Three Rosh Chodesh, one Hanukkah. The fourth one Hanukkah. The Rav Dimi de Min Haifa Amar Karut Tlata B'Hanukkah B'Had B'Rosh Chodesh. He says the opposite. Advantage Hanukkah. Three in the Hanukkah reading and one in the Rosh Chodesh. Now what's the logic? Gemara explains. Amar Rav Mani Kivatet Rav Yitzchak Nefcha Mistabra. It makes sense to follow Rav Yitzchak Nefcha that what? That you read three in the Rosh Chodesh. You give the advantage to Rosh Chodesh. Why? The Tadir V'Shenu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. What is more prevalent? Rosh Chodesh or Hanukkah? Rosh Chodesh. So therefore you should give the advantage to Rosh Chodesh. Give three to Rosh Chodesh and one to Hanukkah. Amar Rav Amin Kivatet Rav Dimi Mistabra. No, I think the other rabbi is more Mistabir. Why? Mi Garam Rav Yishi Yavo Rosh Chodesh. Who brings the fourth Aliyah? Who's responsible for the fourth Aliyah? Rosh Chodesh. Because it was just for Hanukkah, you only have three Olim. It's Rosh Chodesh that causes the fourth Aliyah to come, and therefore, Hilkach Revi'i B'Rosh Chodesh by Mikri. Therefore, you should read the fourth Aliyah in Rosh Chodesh, since it caused it to come. It's also good logic. So Gemara says, May Havi Allah, what's the bottom line? Rav Yosef Amar, En Mashkihin B'Rosh Chodesh. Rav Yosef says, you don't give any, don't pay attention to Rosh Chodesh to make it to Ikar. Ela make Hanukkah the Ikar, and put Rosh Chodesh as the fourth Aliyah. The Rava Amar, "Ein meshkichin b'Hanukkah." Rava says the opposite. We don't pay attention to Hanukkah to make a deikar. Ela you make Rosh Chodesh deikar Hanukkah tafel. Vilcheta, "Ein meshkichin b'Hanukkah." You don't give credence to Hanukkah to treat it as deikar. V'Rosh Chodesh deikar, and that's the halakha. We send up three for Rosh Chodesh, and the fourth Aliyah is Hanukkah. So, "Ein meshkichin b'Rosh Chodesh." We don't pay attention to Rosh Chodesh, to the Hanukkah. Means we give it the second level, and Rosh Chodesh is the main item. Look at the Olam. Amen.